up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans, back with another installment, bare back in your ear holes. It's Jasmine, Pepper, Cookie,
Yo.
And Jester.
Hello.
All the usual suspects are in the house. What is up, everybody?
Doing good. How are you?
Not much.
I'm all right.
It's like Taco Tuesday.
It's Taco Tuesday.
Snapchat
pictures tomorrow.
Yeah, Titty Tuesday is fine. Snapchat Titty Tuesday, but do not Snapchat the day after. No bathroom selfies after Taco Tuesday, just as a rule of thumb, because we don't want to see anything floating in that fucking.
I want to see it. I want to see it.
Unless you're into scat, then I guess the day after Taco Tuesday is, you know, like your prime time, right? I guess.
Yes, it is. That is correct. I love jazz.
So we got a pretty interesting lineup today of, questions and topics. And we're going to go ahead and start off with a conversation that we had that we're going to call the tortoise versus the hare. Now, this the slow and steady wins the race versus, all the speed and stuff. So to the two ladies that are... If you can call them that.
Yes.
We are ladies.
So what do you in the bedroom, what does it for you? Is it the tortoise or is it the hare?
That's kind of hard because like you do want somebody that's quick, not too quick, but then you want them to perfect timing. There is no perfect guy out there that knows the right timing, so if he
I beg your pardon.
I don't know about all that.
How dare you, madam? How dare you?
I want 45 minutes at least. That would be the perfect. After that,
that sounds excessive.
That sounds average.
At least.
That's not average?
Oh, then sometimes.
That sounds like a quickie.
That's a quickie. Honey, a quickie to me is 4 minutes.
What?
Get the shit in. Let's go.
I can't even fucking jerk off in 4 minutes. There's no way.
Wow.
If you really try.
Actually, there is a way. Trust.
I'm not sticking anything up my ass. I told you, exit only. That's going to stay the standard.
Well, I mean.
That's what your tramp stamp says.
Let's say you're busting a quickie. You're like in that moment, like, come on, let's just go do it at a park real quick. Like,
you know what? I've tried and
You gotta get it quick. Like, you can't just take forever.
Like, 12, yeah, 12 minutes that. Is like the fastest I've ever been able to
12
go.
12 minutes and you can never minutes. Do a quickie then.
Isn't that a quickie?
A quickie is like 5 minutes tops.
Fuck no, then I know I could unless I was jerking off first and then like.
And that includes like the fondling.
Oh, hell no. How the fuck do you do that? Like, I don't think
okay,
that's physically
okay, I can't
possible.
Include the fondling with that.
That's like the kissing and then boom, put it in. As soon as it goes in, you got 1 minute to put.
I mean, do you guys exchange?
It's all inclusive, like a cruise,
sexy,
like the fondling.
Like,
I don't know
at
it.
Least, like
because like the other
foreplay.
Minute, you gotta get yourself all cleaned up.
I don't know.
Cleaned
it just sounds
up.
Like a recipe for blue balls. That's. I mean, it really does.
Well, try it. Try a quickie. It's like a rush. It's like a thrill. Like you just. Something you don't do every day.
It sounds like a waste.
Like before the wife wakes up when you're like, after she passes out drunk and she said no to anal, but then like you find a way to get it in anyways. Like that, like try to
like
as quickly
quick.
As possible before she wakes up. All right, I got that. I could try
See,
that.
Like a quickie. I don't know. Like,
and then she wakes
shit.
Up and you just point at her. Ah, got you.
Oh shit, the kid's waking up or the parents are home. That's quickie. Like, come on.
The dog stopped looking.
No.
Yeah, the dinosaur nuggets are about to fucking blow off in the microwave.
Right? Dinner's almost ready.
They're knocking on the door and we don't care. No. So, okay, well, I mean, I guess that's interesting, but what about, like, when you...
So, regular time, I would say the hare, then, like, the long...
I guess, on the... Well, there's pros and cons
to
everything,
if I had
to
live
right?
with one, I would say the hare, like, the long...
No, that's the tortoise. The tortoise.
Oh, the tortoise.
The long,
oh, yeah.
The slower. Slower.
Oh, yeah,
dirt. Slow and steady wins the race.
I'll take the turtle.
Right?
You
the
always do.
The fucking hero in the half shell.
Turtle power.
What about you, Jasmine? Like... I mean, I know sometimes you don't have a choice, but mm-hmm. when you do have a choice...
That sucks.
No, it's true. That you know what? I've heard so many
true,
horror stories.
That's a big problem.
And
is
most
that
of them
they always
her.
Fucking too soon.
You got the magic cookie.
So even if I don't want a quickie, it always ends up in one within like 5 to... In between 5 to 10 minutes. And it's like... Okay. The last few quickies that I've had were both in the car.
Well, don't excite him. In the front seat.
Oh, wow. Does that does that include like foreplay?
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay, so you're floor playing for a while.
Wait, I take it back. One did, but then he stopped and was like,
I don't
do you have
do
a condom in your house?
What?
So I had to actually go grab one, come back, and then within like fucking 5 minutes of just driving by the corner.
Can you imagine if you would have been like, oh, guess who's getting a hand job? Oh my god, I've had that happen before. It sucks so bad. And she was on the pill too, and I was like, you're on the pill. And she's like, yeah, but the pill doesn't stop herpes. And I was like, I don't even fucking have herpes. And she's like, I don't want to chance it. Guess who's getting a hand job? I'm like, oh, okay, go ahead.
Oh, that's sad. But anyway, so if I do have to choose, I definitely choose, of course, the marathon person. Because I could never get enough. Like, I can never fucking get enough. Okay, like, so why just have one fucking orgasm when you can have, like, 12?
We both picked the turtle, right?
Well, I mean, it takes a while for me. Like, it's not planned. It wasn't premeditated. It just, I lucked out, apparently. And the only complaint I've ever had was the occasional, my vagina is getting sore. Can you please hurry the fuck up? Well, which, see, I mean, like, you know, I'm a gentleman. You know, I took it back out. I spit on it and put it back in and then tried to hurry up. But,
you're classy.
Just try to jackhammer. You know what I mean? Like,
it's all class all the time. That's how you got to go in.
You sound like a Disney prince.
Sir Jerks a lot? I mean,
yes. That's from The Little Mermaid, right?
Right. I'm glad you got the reference. Like,
yes.
What, like, four of us here, one person got the reference.
You're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you. Sorry, I'm blonde.
It's okay.
Takes
Is
a
it?
While.
Is it?
That's what we tell her while she's here.
Whatever.
So, all right. And what about, Cookie, what about you? I mean,
I don't know.
How different is it? Like, I know it's got to apply differently somehow to you, because, I mean, I know, like, you said you're the pitcher, not the catcher, so.
Yeah. Like, so, I guess with that being said, well, I mean, in regards to, like, say you're blowing somebody, and it's taking forever, and it's like, oh, okay, my jaw's, like, sore, I don't want to do this anymore.
Okay, I can relate to that completely. It's like, dude, you're doing us both a favor.
That's what I want the freaking hair to come in place.
Yeah, so with that being said, which is the current situation at the moment, it's like, I don't know. Like, I enjoy doing it, but it's like you can only give so much of yourself.
Right? Right.
To a certain extent, it's like they're just... Yeah, they're just being greedy.
Exactly, right? Like, I'm like, oh, I'm doing my best tricks here, and you're still come on.
No, go ahead.
Is that what they think about me, that I'm fucking greedy?
Yes.
Holy shit.
Yes.
It's
your
true.
Pleasure hound, apparently.
Yeah. Over here doing
oh,
my
well,
hand
fucking deal
gesture,
with that.
Like,
I put out.
Yeah.
You know,
it's okay.
You know,
I'm the
yeah,
same
you have
way
to, like,
when a guy is going down on me.
I mean,
I get you, though, because I've been challenged about how long I could stay down there with, you know, and keep going without the use of hands, and you know, and yes, my mouth did get sore and my tongue did get tired.
Okay. Down at Chowtown.
And she fell asleep and I beat the shit out of her. It was fucking awesome. That's instant karma, fuckers. It totally was, and she still married me anyways. What a dumbass. That was actually like the second night I spent with my wife.
She fell asleep.
She bet me that
tricks.
I couldn't eat
it wasn't
her out.
Entertaining enough.
She bet me that I couldn't go down on her for the entire duration of the first Bruno Mars CD.
Well, at least I could say I've never had no one fall asleep on me.
And I did. And she was like snoring. And yeah, I bit her. I was like, oh, fuck that.
Oh my God, that had to hurt.
I hope it did, because that's.
Ow.
I was down there for 45 fucking minutes.
I would have bit you in your sleep.
You took it like a champ.
You know, I was trying to impress her.
I think you did.
I'm pretty sure I did because she bought me a huge ring.
Aw, that's love.
And she buys me weed.
That's love.
Right? If I don't know what it, if I don't, if that's not it, I don't know what it is.
That's love.
I believe that's the definition.
Right? Right?
Or she just doesn't want you biting her no more.
Well, I wouldn't either. I have fucking big teeth and I'm sure it hurt like hell. But that so, not but, nice. But that's the fucking price you pay for fucking having me fucking wear my jaw out and then falling asleep when I'm fucking still down there.
Well, that's what us girls feel like sometimes. Like, we're just gonna bite that shit.
Oh,
like,
I have. You know? I have.
God. Like, I'm over here, my jaw is like locked jaw. Like, come on.
Come already. What do you say? I'm a nibbler.
Just chew on it.
A little teeth is cool.
You're like, I'm hungry.
Yeah, but if you're starving and like biting shit off, that's a different story. You know what I mean?
Fed me.
Yeah, no, then that's one of the disadvantages to like, I guess, taking forever to, you know, to come is that like you, it feels good and it's not like you're trying to delay it, but then you start feeling like, oh, shit, like, maybe I should hurry the fuck up, like, hurry the fuck up, and then you start stressing about it, and you start getting out of the mood because you're stressing about it.
See, and that's what I don't get. Some guys, they say, oh, it's because I want to, like, you know, make it last and all this stuff. Like, I don't want to come right away. I'm like, I'm not holding myself. If I come, I come. I'm not going to wait and say, oh, let me make it longer.
Yeah, cause all the,
but I'm going to get mine.
You can keep going, though. Not everybody can keep, not all guys can keep going.
But the ones that can.
Yeah.
The ones that can, they should be able to just like nut and like, okay, done. Let's go again.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And no, that's cool. And I've had those experiences too, where it's like,
yes,
I got
please.
Okay, I get it's like fucking 12 minutes happened, and I got overly excited, and I was like, oh hell yeah, and it just fucking kind of happened, and I'm like, oh well, I don't want to look like the fucking asshole that can't hold his load, so I just kept going, and so.
Well, you would be the asshole if you couldn't like get up again. Then
no, I just like, kept going, and so it technically never went down.
We'll see. Like, as long as you're good and you can get back up, you're not an asshole.
But then she started complaining that her ass was hurting, and I was like, oh, okay, well, if you're going to fucking be a Debbie Downer about it.
If you're not going to be a team player.
Right?
Right? I mean, you may as well just get back down on your knees. And
freaking start sucking.
If you're going to complain. Like. So, I don't know. Like, what do you... Oh, so, I guess the end result is the general consensus is... For the tortoise, and not so much the hare.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, I get you. When you're
the hare, when you're giving head, and the tortoise when you're having sex.
Well, that's a good way to
That's
a good way to put it.
Yeah. See, smart.
That just makes it seem like we're a bunch of lazy fucking fucks.
No.
That don't want to
describe us
head.
Perfectly.
Well, I don't know about you, but I'm doing like fucking 85% of the work. I'm not just like laying there.
Oh, you're not? You're just like
no.
Suck it, bitch.
I'm not that lucky. I gotta work.
Oh, that sucks. I can't relate, sorry.
Yeah, I would think it'd be easier for a girl who just kinda like lay there and
you would
like,
think?
Do your thing. Do you think that ghost is a tortoise or a hare?
That what?
The ghost.
Pepper's ghost.
Fucker. Oh, yeah. Oh. Was your ghost a tortoise or a hare?
He was a fucking hare.
Oh. See, now he's definitely not coming back.
I was going to say, he just called him a fucking hare.
He never came back. I was praying for it. But
maybe it was the herpes. I don't know.
Maybe.
He's the one that left on us.
That's how you got the herpes. You got ghost herpes.
Those are the worst.
Well... okay, well.
Whatever. Stop talking about my ghost. That's why he's not coming back.
Ghost juices.
Maybe he wanted to be. Maybe he wanted. He decided he wanted to be a woman instead, like fucking Caitlyn Jenner.
Caitlyn Jenner.
Cookie, Bruce.
Do
yes.
Do you think Caitlyn Jenner still gets Father's Day presents? What's your thoughts on that?
My thought on Caitlin, if you will. I think that he, she should still get Father's Day presents because yeah, I mean, he's still someone's father, right? I mean, sans penis. So,
so what do they call him now? Do they call him mom or do they call him dad still? Or?
They call him Dam. Or Mod.
Mod?
Mod.
Mod's Day. Yeah. Mod's Day?
I think he's just greedy. He wanted presents for both.
He should get Mother's Day presents, not Father's Day no more. He's a full woman.
But he's a father. He was a father. He contributed the sperm.
Yeah, he decided to change into a mother. So Father's Day is bye-bye.
I don't know. I'm on the fence.
I don't know.
I agree with Cookie, though. I think he's still...
Well, yeah, then he should dress like a man for Father's Day and then get his presents. But I think he should get Mother's Day.
The way you dress isn't indicative of what you celebrate. I mean,
but
come on now.
He doesn't have a guy's part anymore.
Oh, you guys just reminded me. Okay, so this morning I'm on the shitter and I'm fucking reading Reddit, right? Like I usually do. And fucking...
Wow.
There's... okay.
We're all great. Okay. Reading is done.
There's a guy... that used to be a girl that is now pregnant by a girl that used to be a guy.
What?
They still have their individual, like, I guess.
I don't get it.
Okay, so the girl dresses like a guy. She still has a vagina.
Yeah.
A vagina.
The guy dresses like a girl.
Oh, okay.
He still has a dick.
So the guy's pregnant. Well,
so the guy is pregnant, but if you look at the picture, it looks like a dude is pregnant like... And he's with
really
a girl.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's crazy.
Huh, interesting.
Like,
yeah.
And that's funny because that was like the first thing that I saw when I logged on. I was like,
I wonder how they're treating that medically, though, because, I mean, obviously they still need to take,
woman,
like...
So she could have a baby.
No, but what I'm trying to say is typically trans take testosterone shots. So I was wondering medically how they're doing that, seeing
as... Oh, they look hella redneck, so I'm sure they were just cross-dressers. If you have money, you're transgender. If you're poor and you can't afford surgery, you're just a cross-dresser.
Yeah.
Isn't that how that works out? Like, poor people are crazy, rich people are eccentric.
Okay, I have a question about that.
Movie
changing.
Trivia, where is that from?
Oh my god.
Okay.
No.
Jasmine, are
you... Here's the
quote.
Okay, we'll do it one more time. Here's the quote. Poor people are crazy. Me, I'm rich. I'm eccentric.
Oh, my God.
Okay. What about it?
What movie is that from?
I need another clue.
Did Leonardo DiCaprio say that?
The lead character's name was Jack.
Oh, Titanic.
Nope.
Titanic?
Damn it!
Nope. It took place on a bus.
Oh.
Rosa Parks.
Rosa Parks?
The Outcast album. Good job, dude. Martin no. That was close, though.
In a bus.
The fuck is this, like Shawshank Redemption?
I know. Why you gotta be so difficult?
The Green Mile?
Whenever I think of bus, I think of speed.
That's the one.
Dumb and Dumber?
He's right. It's no, when Dennis, it's when Dennis Hopper and Keanu Reeves were fighting on top of the subway. And he's like, I'm crazy. I'm not crazy, Jack. Poor people are crazy. I'm rich. I'm eccentric. And he holds his head up and he gets chopped off. And he's like, yeah, well, I'm taller.
There you go. Yes. You said Jack.
Is this Fight Club?
Oh, my God.
She's so guessing.
No, dude, it was Speed. It was Keanu Reeves.
Oh, shit.
That feel-good movie about
like
amphetamines.
Shoot the hostage in the leg. If it was my partner, that'd be the same thing. Sorry, buddy, you're getting shot in the leg. I mean, I guess if I was a partner, it would piss me off. You know what I mean? But okay, speaking a bit of pissed off, I'm at a restaurant the other day, and this fucking kid,
kids.
Pissing the shit out of me, like screaming, throwing stuff, and it was that Peter Griffin moment, like little baby junior son of a bitch over here. And so they got me to thinking, so I got a question for you. What are things that piss you off at a restaurant?
You said it, fucking kids. like right. the crying and
oh, but that pisses you off in general.
No, but like when you're
your own.
Okay, especially when they're crying no, and they're throwing true. Shit and like their parents are just enjoying their dinner. It's like, motherfucker, yeah, I'm not enjoying mine right now, so you better slap your kid or I'm gonna get up and slap your kid. Like, I can't stand that.
I have like the urge to fucking slap the parent. Like, is it just me or do you like?
Yeah, I agree. I think yeah. it's a parent thing, not so much the
it's
kid.
Like,
a kid's going to be a kid.
Do you not understand there's other people around? Yeah. Like, maybe you could tune it out, but we can't. So fucking take them to the restroom.
Before yeah. we fucking take you both out.
Yeah, the parent of the kid is the most annoying because yes. they're just so like, oh, no, this is normal. No, it's not fucking normal. Yeah.
And like 75% of the cast has kids, right? Or 100% yeah. of them takes yeah. care of kids.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Would you ever fucking let your kid or no, no. the fucking kid that you care for fucking act like that at a restaurant?
Hell, fuck no.
No. I fuck trained somebody's my
ass
kid.
Am I just old school or is somebody's ass getting beat as a result? I mean, that's
just why whenever I babysit, we do drive through. We do a drive through. We do not sit down in a restaurant.
I thought he was going to say we do drive by. Right? Teaching her to be gangster early. Somebody's got you. No. You just can't let the hood life go, can you?
Hood cookie? That shit up.
If you don't know, this is a little known fact. Cookie and I grew up in the ghetto. Like,
ghetto.
Like, yeah. the fucking armpit of fucking Los Angeles.
Hello, Pepper 2.
Yeah, that's true. And
fuck Pepper, yeah. Down the Pepper street from right General Hospital.
All morning till the night, and then I went to my yep, hometown.
That's true. That's right.
Yeah. Ugh.
I love
my
that.
My apologies, Pepper yeah, was hello? In the shit with us. Shit. That's right.
What?
Why and do you think I'm such a ghetto then, mom?
Yeah, and then Jasmine, your mom's hot. And then Jasmine fucking lived in Long Beach, so she knows about yeah. fucking gangster. Hi, so yeah. fucking okay. So you guys get it. I mean, but yeah. again, growing up there, you're not gonna get away with that bullshit. You
no,
try to
fuck
pull
no.
that.
No,
you
like, I remember just getting a look from my parents.
Right? Oh yeah,
like,
the look.
That, I didn't even have to get slapped. I was just like, okay.
Right, the I'm gonna beat your fucking ass when we get home. Look, yeah.
We're waiting for the look more than the hand. We're like, no, we don't want the look.
Oh, and here's the phrase that set every attitude, that adjusted every attitude immediately.
Wait what fucking chocolate?
Wait till we get home,
or we'll talk about this later. Oh shit!
Talk about something that fucking loosened the bowels instantly.
I
yeah,
was like I don't want to go home.
Anal.
It's the new black. Everybody's doing it.
Yeah, come on now.
Just try it.
That's not true. I'm not doing it. I told you I'm not getting on the bandwagon. Well,
you cannot judge.
You three can
it.
Hold it down. Nothing's going to my butt. Sorry.
Oh, no. Nothing's going to my ass either. Fuck that shit.
All right, 50% of you can hold it down. And for 25%, it's the whole of preference. I'll let you two fight out for who's the champ of that, but
well, that's my first number one hole.
Because you can't she's, have kids that way.
She's all there's other holes.
Pepper's teenage boyfriend was like, for once can we just put it in the other hole? And she's like, oh hell no, I can't get pregnant that way.
This is my birth control.
She's all, why park it in the street when the garage is wide open?
Like the Mormons in Utah that don't fucking believe in premarital sex, but they're down with anal.
Oh, yeah? I need
yes.
to become a Mormon.
Absolutely. Yes.
Never heard.
I want to become a Mormon.
Oh, my God.
You I thought you were.
You
Mormon gangbang right here.
I think I read that one.
It was at Barnes and Nobles, right?
Yes, at the top
I
seller.
I fucked the Mormon once.
Did
and
he
you
have
don't
to...
know the funny thing about it?
Did he have to keep his special like... underwear on?
No, listen, this guy was, like, filthy, right? He, like, rode a Harley and everything. One time he sold drugs and stuff to, like, on the side.
Yeah, sounds
One
like
time
every,
we were, like, in the back of, like,
Mormon.
His fucking, I think it was, like, an expedition or something, right? No. Fucking me in the ass and shit or whatever. So I go into this fucking front seat and there was like this Christian tape. And I'm like, who the fuck? I was
like
what is this? It's like
or
some
audio kind.
I left that
like,
there.
Like audio, like oh, okay. audio, yeah, like an
oh,
audio.
I'm thinking like duct
tape
with like crosses drawn all over it. Well, okay.
Okay, no. Okay, yeah. Like a cassette tape of like fucking Bible verses and shit. Oh, so I look at him and I'm like, "You listen to this stuff?" And he's like, "No, it's my mom's. Like I'm Mormon." I'm like, "What?"
What?
You're like, you should have told me.
Yeah.
That's his easy listening?
I don't know.
Most people flip it to the coast. I know, but that's how I found out that he was.
There you go.
Freaky as fuck.
Yeah. I would have been.
And I don't remember his name.
That's a good thing.
Anyways. Speaking of Mormons, that's what I came up with.
Speaking of Mormons.
You know what? That would be a good question. Call our talk or segment. Call it A Girl Has No Name. And people that we've. Yeah, I know it's a Game of Thrones reference. Like there's there's two of us that don't watch Game of Thrones.
Sorry, I'm gonna get into it soon.
My bad.
You should. You'll like it. You guys like porn. It's basically porn with a storyline.
It's as good as porn.
No, it really is. Like, no, every other scene, somebody's getting banged. You'll like it.
Someone getting squirted in the face? I don't think so.
Actually.
Are there different categories you can choose from?
And you know what? You know what? It's
the, can I pick the ending?
No, there's gay porn and there's regular porn on Game of Thrones. Am I right, Jasmine?
Yeah.
So there's a lot of porn in there.
Yeah, there's guys blowing each other. There's guys doing each other.
I'm gonna
there's
watch one
girls
episode tonight. If there's no fucking porn, I'm not watching.
I'm out. I'm out.
Okay, if you had to recommend one episode for Game of Thrones, which one would it be? So that they could see and get hooked on and started with.
Yeah, man. I want to see some porn shit.
Then yeah.
the first
fucking episode, honestly, for me, episode I got hooked already.
I like the one where, what's her name? The one that died in the fucking, the one that I thought was the hottest one.
Well, I'm not
Cersei.
I want to see porn. Like, give me the best porn episode.
Marjorie. Yeah, there you go.
Marjorie.
Yes, the one where Marjorie got naked. That one was my favorite.
I seen this one episode where they were like in the tower, and the little boy saw the
brother and the sister getting down and
they
push
him
off.
That would be the first.
That's not porn to me.
There's other scenes that are like way better than that.
Like they show them like really.
Or Black Sails was good. There's like fucking threesomes. There's like whores getting raped. There's like bondage.
And
there's
my favorite is always gonna be Battle of the Bastards for sure. The second to the last episode. I love that fucking
Okay, so I will try Game of Thrones. I'll see how that is.
I will not.
I'm telling you guys will like it.
I'll let you know if it's porn.
Yeah, let me know if it's porn worthy.
It's probably not, but
this is how hardcore I am.
And if I'm lying, oh shit.
And I have the books too.
Oh, they're
not
the books.
Nerd.
Super nerd.
Super nerd. Oh shit! I'm dropping the fucking loogie.
What's a book?
It's because you can't read, but it's okay.
I know. I have like the drinking book.
High five for illiteracy. Yeah.
I have like the sex book.
You can't read, but you're cute, so it's okay.
I get the ones
said no one to me ever.
I get the ones with the pictures.
I guess you gotta get the implants.
Damn it.
Whatever. I am smart.
Or get the reduction. No one believed that, Pepper. No one.
What is that one thing from that movie that helped? You are kind. You are beautiful. Remember?
You're just not smart. It's okay, though. Not all guys like smart
you
chicks.
You is special. I'm special.
Yeah.
That
real
you are.
Special.
Where's your helmet?
I didn't bring it today.
Put up the padding.
I left it at home.
Do you know where home is?
No. My driver brought me.
Whoever pays the most. I'm lying. Okay,
I'm smart.
Speaking of lying, so I have a question. Lying in relationships, is ignorance really bliss? What do you think?
Yes.
It depends on what the lie is about.
I don't lie, so I don't know what you're talking about. Honesty is the best policy.
Already gone over this. Omission okay. is a lie.
I don't lie. I don't like to
Omission's
lie.
Omission's a lie, not a rapper, okay?
I don't like
withholding information is not a lie.
What?
That's just because you're doing it from Jake's girlfriend.
Like, I don't lie purposely. I mean, I might fib a little. That's different.
Stretching the truth.
Twist the words around.
Stretching okay. to see how far they'll go.
I have lied in the past, but I choose not to.
Did it work out for you?
No.
What happened?
I got caught. I don't know how to lie.
And
so
she
I
kept the baby.
Right? And I had my son. That's how everybody found out now.
It's a food baby.
It was the one ultrasound I couldn't fake for you.
So now I'm very truthful. Like, I'll tell it like it is. Like, you see me with that guy, you know what I was doing with that guy. Like, I'm truthful. I am. I can't lie. But I won't get myself caught up in those situations.
And it, I don't know, dude. It's just like I've had friends that like went out of country, and either one or both of them, and either one or the other had ended up telling me that they, you know, basically cheated on the other one while they were away, and
that's not nice.
And it's like, and they asked me, "What do you think?" And I'm like, "I think that." I'm like, is he or she ever going to find out if you don't tell them?
That's not something.
And they
you
said,
think.
No. And they said, no. There's no possible way. This person doesn't even like hardly speak English. So
what the fuck was it in Thailand?
Well, that was racist. Huh? He doesn't know how to dial in a phone number.
You know what I mean? Like they're not. They're definitely not following me on Instagram or Facebook or any shit like Bloody. That. And
well, I would have said, I think you should say, because you're going to always have to live with that lie.
Oh, God.
You should always tell.
But there's like, some people that can, like...
Okay, well, if you are a guilt-free person where you just don't give a fuck and you're heartless like that, then, hey, keep your lie till you die. But me, personally, like, I think about that shit, so I have to tell.
To the grave.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't be able to keep a lie, especially if I loved somebody and I was in a relationship with them. Then I could not keep that
But see,
life.
Whose feelings are you saving at that point? Yours or the other person's? Like, if
right.
you know they're not ever going to find out,
well,
that's your fault. You have to live with that guilt.
And that is exactly
but see,
my point.
Then that's love. Like, I'm basically giving him that. I'm not going to look him in the face.
I love you enough not to tell you that I cheated on
no,
you.
No, I love you enough to tell you that I fucked up, and I'm going to give it up to you to decide if you want to continue on or go your way.
Yeah, but you know what 90% of that
It, they obviously go their way.
Right.
Yeah. But I'm not expecting that. Like, I know.
Oh, wow.
What?
Fucking ego motherfucker. God
I mean,
damn.
I'm not expecting him to
that
stay.
Is fucking gang. That is the fucking most
I mean,
gangster shit I heard all
obviously
day.
Obviously, I messed up for a reason, so. I mean.
Wow.
Oh, shit.
So not only is she going to cop to it, but she's going to put it back on the guy. God damn.
Well, this is your fault.
You need to write a fucking book, dude. Seriously.
It's not even like that.
That is hard as that is savage as fuck.
She's all like, I don't know about you, but I have guilt. But this is how I'm gonna lay it down.
But
I really don't
guilt,
have a fucking
was,
moral compass.
Right? I have guilt, but it was your fault that I did it in the first place.
I hope
I would
happy.
Never blame anybody for my faults, but I mean, come on.
You will blame him for cheating?
It's like a reason why I was cheating. I mean,
oh my gosh,
it'd be the reason. Like, you weren't keeping me happy, so I had to go
dick
elsewhere.
Me down better, or I'm going somewhere else.
Dick me down
Holy
better.
Shit,
I don't know. Oh,
Lord.
She needs a shirt that says,
I'm honest,
<We're> fucking ruthless.
Savage.
It's true, though.
Well,
see, I'm telling the truth. If I don't fucking like you, I don't like you. That's it. Like, it's done. You're expired. The lease is over.
Wow.
That's why, that's
like,
why I lease. I don't buy.
Do you see this? Do you see why I'm fucking cheating on you?
because you didn't pay attention to me, fucker. That's what you get.
Oh, God.
Are you taking fucking notes? Huh?
Take notes for the next bitch.
Wow. Holy shit.
You don't want this happening to you again?
I'm doing
Learn
you
from
a-
your mistakes.
I'm doing you a favor.
You're welcome.
Right? Man up.
This is a public service.
Not like keeping you from burning in holy water favor, but a monetary favor.
Financial compensation.
You should write a book.
I want to.
I mean, if you could read, that'd be awesome. You should write.
I know how to read and I know how to write. I could read and write Spanish, but I just don't speak it. I can't. Just like, hola.
Yeah, and I can read and write adios. Japanese, but I just can't speak it.
I'm like, give me an adios.
Just because you can order tacos doesn't mean you can speak Spanish.
No cilantro.
No pico.
No pico de gallo.
You are so
muy, 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 muy carne.
That's what her tramp stamp says.
Well said, well said. I always wondered why it said that.
Oh, man.
Cookie cracked the code. Oh,
I did it. Cookie. I did it.
Why you gotta tell my secrets?
They're our secrets. Okay. Our
Not
secrets.
Not anymore.
Not Damn anymore. It.
Now everybody's gonna get a tramp stamp like that.
Wow, somebody's full of herself. Like, all of a sudden, you're everything
full of someone
heroes.
Else.
Yeah.
She's all acting like, you know.
Better know this shit.
She's like, come on, son, act like you've been to this show before.
You know how this goes.
He's like, yeah, but this time there's not a horse.
I told you it wasn't a horse, it was a donkey.
Damn it.
Donkey. And that woman
I thought it was
the
homeless guy.
And that woman took it like a champ. I felt bad for the donkey.
The donkey show in TJ, huh?
Yeah.
Who does that?
You took me for my birthday. That's who does that. We did that. You told me it was like the Ringling Brothers of Mexico. You lied.
And next on stage we have Pepper.
It was, though, if you think about it.
Pepper does the donkey show. The donkey just backs up. I'm good.
Why did you fit all those clowns in you?
Right? They all came out.
And they were all smiling. I don't know what was more disturbing, the fact that they all came out or the fact that they were all smiling.
The little dwarf clowns.
Small hands.
Smell like cabbage.
So that really is a thing then?
Yeah, the donkey show, TJ?
Yeah, you gotta go see it. You want me to take you for your birthday?
She can get you VIP passes.
Yeah, we can get the like the box
there.
She
knows the donkey personally.
I don't know. Because where I'm from, we just eat things, you know.
Well, they're not eating the donkey.
No.
Your people eat dogs and cats, not donkey.
Yeah, there's the donkey, the horse show.
I thought Jasmine's rule was if it's a mammal, she'll eat it.
You gotta go. We should make a trip. We
it
should make a trip
that she'd
out there.
Eat it, it's that she'd put it in her mouth.
There you go. See, lost in translation.
Well, my son's 18, I'm taking him to the donkey show.
Oh, fuck. Mother of the year.
Yeah.
This is how I used to pay for your food.
This is how you used to have good things, kid. You know that hoverboard you're riding in?
Yeah, this is how I bought your clothes.
You like that iPad?
You know that education that
you
wanted? That
donkey may as well be your uncle.
Uncle father.
You know that travel baseball team you wanted to be on all those years?
Where do you think the funding came from?
Thank the donkey.
Senor Donkey.
He's practically your dad.
So I guess that's
He does have big teeth.
So I guess that's
My son has big teeth too.
Wow.
We figured it out. Jester, we figured
that's
it out.
Daddy.
We cracked the code.
No DNA test needed.
Fucking the donkey.
Tom Hanks can suck it. We just cracked the Da Vinci code.
Oh.
So are you really going to take him to TJ?
Yeah. No, well, I wanted
to. Just to be a designated driver.
I know.
Because somebody needs a sneaker across the border.
I know.
So they don't try
to
keep her.
No, I want to take him to his first strip club.
Her and the primo great heroine.
Dude, I think we should make a fucking a field trip out of that.
I told my nephew to do it, but I doubt it.
No, let's take him. Take me, you will take Cookie with us, and Jasmine, you're going to have to fly out to the West Coast so we can take Pepper's son to his first strip club.
Yeah.
We'll take him to Treasures in Vegas.
Treasure?
Treasures in Vegas?
Basically,
I've never been
to
a strip club.
We'll Shut take him to Thunder Down up. Under.
Whoa, did you hear that? Supposedly, Jasmine has never been to a strip club.
You've never been to a strip club.
Show of hands of how many people can believe that. That's what I
if
thought.
If you ever
like a paraplegic convention.
Seriously.
But wait, if you go, would you go to a guy or a girl one?
It doesn't matter.
I like girl ones. I don't like guy ones. So I would go girl.
I don't like guy ones either.
I would hope not.
I can go either way.
Right? I just like girl ones better. I'm going to take her. Oh, my God. You have to come to California so I can take you to my strip club.
What? Oh, what strip club is that?
Dames and Games.
Oh, my God. That's not even a fucking
strip
club.
I love that place.
What is it?
I haven't been there for a while.
What?
Dames and Games. I haven't been there for a while, but when I used to go, it was the shit. There are...
That's just because you've never seen a real strip club. You think Dames and Games is a real
Dames
strip club.
Dames and Games and that other one.
Is that like Dave and Buster's?
Fuck. There's another one.
Basically, but with a
Deja
B-rated.
Vu.
Deja Vu.
Oh, my God. Please tell me you're not saying that Deja Vu is a real
That
strip
one,
club.
They have pretty girls. But you go to these
Holy shit. No, they don't.
Yes, they do. Have you been to that one out there?
Yes, I've been to the Vu.
By the freeway?
Yeah.
That one's nice. They have some pretty girls there.
All right.
No.
Can I
tell you guys something? Out here, the strip clubs are not strip clubs.
They're
practically girls that are still wearing bathing suits or bikinis.
Like a burlesque show?
That's not a burlesque.
I guess. Or pasties, but they cannot out here like show bare titties or it's not full nude.
Oh, like Jumbo's Clown Room in Hollywood.
Just topless then. They do topless.
Not even that.
That's what she's... No?
No, they have to wear pasties or like a bikini top or something.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Because it's full. It's a full bar, right?
Well, yeah. If you're full bar,
yeah, probably.
You're topless over here, but...
Vegas? Full bar?
Well, I haven't been to Vegas strip
clubs. All right. That's it. We're organizing a field trip.
I've never been
Jasmine's
to Vegas
coming
strip
out.
Club.
Pepper, Cookie, you guys take time off of whatever bullshit
Vegas?
You're doing. And
hello, we're
going to
do September.
Vegas. We're going to fucking podcast from Vegas. And you guys are going to come to... And you guys are going to come to an actual strip club.
Go with us for Labor Day.
All right.
And then we'll go with you guys at the end of the month.
Talk to Fuck Checker.
If we're invited.
Talk to the Fuck
She's
Checker.
Like, fuck no,
She'll
bitch.
Be the one that will be able to tell you if we...
Are you okay?
Go or not.
She looks like... Are you okay?
We should, though. We should fight, and I will take the laptop, and we'll do a fucking podcast.
That'd be awesome.
From Vegas.
That'd be cool.
We're ready to go, Cookie, or what?
Hell yeah.
Get your little bikini.
I just hope a stripper doesn't fart on my leg again.
She farted on your... Or he
I
farted?
Told you when
no,
they
she,
were wet, they're not just farts.
Yeah, I was like,
Maybe she queeved.
Either or. Not
pleasing.
Just
disgusting, right?
Yeah. Not
Wasn't
a fan.
That her stage name? Maybe she queeved?
Maybe. Yes.
Queefy. What was Donald Trump's name?
Come Queefy.
Come Queefy. We
can
Queefy with it.
Come Queefy. Come here.
Oh, the Queefy.
Wow, somebody's blonde today, huh?
Got it. It's because I have to sit next to you every episode. You're fucking rubbing off on me.
Because all those nuts that are going in your mouth.
No, that's me rubbing off on him.
I know swallowing and thinking can be hard sometimes.
Yeah, it can.
You can't do two things at once.
Multitask?
Is I'm that not why Oprah. You choke? Because you no. fucking stop breathing? You forget to breathe?
Over and the you... years, I conquered that shit. So now I can think and swallow at the same time.
It's all practice.
I'm like, gunk. So, guys.
Carry on the conversation. Just put the one finger right? up. For it. Give me a second.
There give me a second. Go. I got to swallow some more.
When you're still asking where is it at, and he's like, I'm done.
Give me more, bitch.
He's like, that's it, you got it all.
Damn it.
Have you ever had anybody tell you that? Like, that's it, there's no yes. more gonna come out?
Yes, and wow. I'm like, what? I feel more. No, just kidding.
Please tell me you didn't start squeezing to try to get more out. Oh, what a fucking jerk.
It's like a Go-Gurt. She's just pushing. Like,
I thought it was. Like,
yeah, fucker. It's not a Go-Gurt. It doesn't work that way. You weren't squeezing from the bottom up, were you?
No, just from like right where the head.
She thought it doesn't make sense to squeeze from the top down, stupid. Isn't that... Here comes the victim. I mean, her boyfriend. You poor, poor man.
Honey.
Talk about the patience of a fucking saint. Holy
seriously.
Shit. That is like fucking Mother Teresa walking around. If Mother Teresa was Native American in 5'2".
She wasn't?
Well, she was Indian, but she was like
she was 5'2".
She was push, not pull.
Oh,
she was little.
7-Eleven, not Pocahontas.
Right,
gotcha.
Right. Teepees, not Slurpees.
My little Indian.
I like that one.
What? Teepees, not Slurpees.
Teepees, not Slurpees.
Or fucking red, not purple. Again, didn't invent the color scale. Just know what it is.
Yep.
Okay, so yeah, so technically I had input into it, not on it.
Okay.
If we're gonna fucking split hairs, which by
as
the
we
way,
so often do.
Curly. Extra curly.
What are you talking about, curly?
We're talking stooges. About curly fries.
I said curly if we're fries. Gonna split hairs,
ew.
Purple, extra.
Oh, no hair, no hairs, please.
That's my preference, but I mean,
you better shave that shit.
No, not like you, not under your armpits.
No, not under the armpits, but you shave that shit down
no,
there.
No, fuck you. Yes, I keep telling you, shave your fucking underarms. Yes,
why?
Under the armpits.
But why?
Yes.
I want to go natural.
Okay, well, you can only have a bush in one place or the other. So it's either going to be in the fucking crotch or in the armpits. So pick one. You can't have both.
I don't
fucking
have a bush anywhere besides
greedy.
My armpits, okay?
Oh, well then.
That is disgusting.
Like
I'm
she has
kidding.
Buckwheat in a fucking headlock.
I have no hair. I don't even have hair on my head. This is the wig I'm wearing. I like to be bald.
She's like the chick from The Sixth Sense. She just keeps changing her hair. Or the fifth.
Today.
Oh, sorry, The Sixth Sense. The Fifth Element. The Fifth Element.
The Fifth Element.
Yeah, the Bruce Willis one.
I'm yeah, gonna be getting a, like a teal green one soon.
What?
Yeah, it's gonna be pretty, like black and teal green.
You're gonna look like one of the fucking ponies from My Little Pony.
I'm trying to look like Rainbow Bright.
Try harder.
I wonder if they have a wig like that. I want to do a Rainbow Bright.
Aren't you wearing a fucking Rainbow Bright? Wasn't
no,
her hair
it's
blonde?
Just blonde. Blonde brown, a nappiness.
Oh. Fuck checker. Rainbow Bright's hair is blonde.
Fuck checker. What is Rainbow Bright's hair color?
It's blonde.
It's like yellow.
It's like,
oh, the Asian knows. Why were you asking the fuck?
It's blonde, but it has different colors in there. It's rainbow.
No, it doesn't.
Her
like
costume
five,
is different colors.
Five doesn't fucking dolls of that shit.
Doesn't
it's
she
kind
have
of like an orangey
two of
yellow.
Them are like an arm's
distance.
I'm going
to Google that shit right now.
That's why we have a fuck checker.
And an iPad.
For those of you that don't know, the fuck checker is to back up and legitimize the bullshit that we're fucking talking. Like, does Rainbow
Bright
have
blonde
hair?
Oh, yeah, she is
blonde.
She just has colorful wear.
That's what I said.
Rainbow Bright,
yes.
Blonde hair.
Whatever, that stupid slut. She should have had, like, colorful hair.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you trying to recreate the 80s?
She just says remember the 80s because of all the crack.
I know. She's so cute. I have those boots.
I bet you do.
I think I'm going to be her for Halloween.
Do oh, it.
Then you can be my
pony. Well, I guess I have to change my costume now.
My pony. My little pony.
I can't be a brony.
Nobody's going to know who you are because you're fucking old.
You know what?
Let me you may as well go dress as Aubrey Hepburn and see how many people like, you have this.
Last year I was Harley Quinn and I look better than all those other Harley Quinns out there. So shh.
I went to Comic-Con. There were like 1,000.
No. What well, when you like not Comic-Con because that's like fucking.
I went to Shaka-Con.
No. I can't compete with them. They're like super skinny.
No, some of them you could. Some of them were like fucking plus size models that were dressed as Harley Quinn.
You did see me then.
I did. But not all of them were fucking as appealing as you were, though.
Thank you. Thank you.
How many Wonder Womans are going to be this year? Oh, my God. And that's a costume you can't pull off if you're fat.
Watch me. Watch me.
I'm not even going to try that shit. Hell no.
I'd sooner wear a male romper than try to pull off a fucking Wonder Woman costume.
I'm not doing
challenge
that.
Accepted.
Oh, God. Here we go.
I think my boyfriend would make a better Wonder Woman than me.
Oh, I thought you said me. Oh, better than you, yes.
Of course
better than you, yeah.
Yeah. I'll just let him borrow my tits real quick. But yeah.
Can you loan those out? I mean,
I wish I could. I wish I was like Miss Potato Head, like detach.
Detachable titties?
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool. That way, if you had an ugly friend, you could at least lend her some tits and then maybe she looks better.
Yeah, that would be me.
That'd be fun.
You imagine if you have a friend with an ugly face, you could just switch with her hair or take
mine. That'd be fun, huh? It's way better than yours.
With ugly what?
With an ugly face. Oh, like, God.
Oh, God, I would never have a fucking face.
Yeah, be like, oh, you have a friend with an ugly face? Here, take my tits. They won't care.
Take my tits. Put a bag over your face.
You're welcome.
Here's a bag and some tits. They won't care about the rest.
A bag of tits.
She's right.
Superman.
I've had sex in a Superman costume. We already went over this. It was fucking God. Uncomfortable because it was because of the built-in muscle.
Let me see.
The built-in muscle made you feel manly.
I wasn't gonna work out, but the fucking that shit was hot though.
Yeah, you have it was to like have sex in your Halloween costume. I can't. Halloween is my favorite fucking holiday. I know it's not a holiday.
It's your favorite holiday to fuck.
No, it's my favorite fucking holiday. Like, fucking, I love that shit.
Again.
All of October is all me. I'm like, you could dress like a whore, you could be a whore, and no one's gonna, like, judge you.
Difference from day-to-day life is that they judge you?
I know they judge me, but they can't. They can't. It's fucking Halloween.
It's not that they can, it's that they shouldn't, but they
shouldn't, because it's Halloween, so you could be whoever you want to be.
Yeah, that's yeah, because like Halloween it. Definitely got you.
You know?
That makes sense. That's logic.
That's what we're going to go
I love that month. Can't wait for it. Yeah.
You know, I dig Halloween. I like it.
It's the shit. You could dress up however you want. That's it.
Some of us can dress up however we want.
Well, I mean, who cares? You want to go fucking outside in your birthday suit? You're like, this is my costume for the year. Fuck it.
Right. Again.
I just came out of my mom's stash.
Again, some of us can get away with that. And, like, I couldn't do that. I mean, even if I had just come out of your mom's stash, which I'm not, like, opposed to, but.
You'd be my mother.
How's your aunt doing, by the way?
Oh, she's doing great. You should call her.
She's got herpes.
She changed her number.
She changed. It's because she's moving right now.
The last new text I got from her was like a month ago. I'm really disappointed.
She hangs out over here, so. She'd go by the Pico area. She's always trying to pick me up and shit. Let's go party. I'm like, no, you're too old.
Dang.
Tell her to call me. I'll go pick her up.
Right? I'll be like, go down the street a little more.
If you didn't know, Pepper's aunt is really hot, and her mom was really hot, too.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Yeah, they
Which
were.
Which was a Tuesday.
My mom was really hot back then.
But yeah, now dude. She's everybody used, like, her mom would come through and people would stop checking out Pepper and start checking out her mom. I wish I was kidding.
I'm like, hi, guys. They're like all my friends and shit. Can we
We've been friends since we were five, and every time her mom showed up,
is that why you're my friend?
I'm sorry. Can you please stop talking to me and get the fuck out of my way?
Your mom's like Stacy's mom.
Yeah. The
Fountains of Wayne song is written about your mother.
That's pretty much
like Stifler's fucking mom.
Yeah, it was basically like that.
She was hot before.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened. Menopause kicked in or some shit.
Maybe she just needs more cardio.
Oh, shit.
Why don't you go help her out with that?
Well, if you don't mind seeing me more than you usually do.
I'm like, I'm going to go walk the dog.
I show up, Pepper, get out.
Ew, that now means I have to call you my dad. Be like, Daddy, can I have money?
Pepper, if you don't behave, I'm going to be your new stepdad.
Oh, fuck no. I'll be like, Dad, come back, please. Please sleep with Mom.
I'm not that bad.
Yeah,
she. At least I don't care if you drink.
She hasn't. Oh, shit. Then never mind. Come be my daddy.
I'd be lying if I said I hadn't heard that before.
Huh.
You could come live with us.
I like saying that, but I don't have one. They all run away.
They're like, all right, that's awesome. Peace.
That's cool, too. You know, you're running away. Yeah. That's cool. Go on.
Right? All right, well, this was fucking fun. I always have fun doing these episodes. You guys are fucking awesome. I don't care what anybody says about you.
Thank you. I told you my mom's a lying bitch.
I know, but she was so convincing.
Yeah, as she so often is.
Right? And I have to listen to her because we're related. If not, she just fucking slapped me. Don't forget to check out the Facebook page. We're actually getting some good stuff off of there. And the riceandbeanscast.com page, we have some topics up. And we're actually getting more responses on that. And so we're probably going to start reading off some of these responses. Like, we'll pick some of the good ones that we like that we've seen. So don't forget to jump on there and let us know how we're going. If you're on... Twitter, go ahead and feel free to get at us. Reddit, we're also on there. There was a slight discussion that was going on about us, and it was kind of cool. So check that out, too. And again, if you want to get in touch with us, go ahead and email riceandbeanscast@gmail.com, or each one of us has an email address at riceandbeanscast.com, so feel free to drop us a letter. Pretty soon coming up, we're going to have our bartenders in the house, so expect another drunk show coming up soon. Mm-hmm. All right.
What was today?
Today was just fucking epic.
Drunk show
as
every day.
As usual, another classic in the bag.
All right.
So until next time, keep choking those chilies and keep it real.